This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
We continue with our Women's Roundtable with Chase, Erica, and Kathleen. And Jean and Chris are what? The ringmasters. We're just letting them do their thing. Chris?
Well, before we went to break, you know, I was talking about the whole idea of institutionalization of subject matter and of gender roles and that sort of thing. We've discussed this a lot. But then you get into the deep, dark realm of pundits and of commentators and of the peanut gallery that always has something to say and sometimes sits in positions of power when it comes to, radio programs and media sort of outlets and sources for getting the word out about the work to the public. We've seen quite a bit of unscrupulous activity, in my estimation, not only in people stealing other people's work and putting their own name on it, sort of gross plagiarization, but also stealing their intellectual property, releasing DVDs without permission, this sort of thing. And also you have certain male players out there in the media when it comes to podcasts and that sort of thing that I think Erica described one of probably many examples, a particular individual who plays the gender card unabashedly and really is a Neanderthal. And so, you know, Kathleen, Chase, Erica, let's talk about how the field is being embraced by a mainly male punditry, if you will, or critics, commentators, people that are behind the scenes, moving and shaking with media outlets and that sort of thing. Have you noticed that there's a gender bias in that particular realm?
Boy, that's a tough question. There do appear to be more male commentators than female commentators, but I've been on some radio shows with some top-notch female commentators, I would say. And what is important is the quality, not the quantity, in my mind. I mean, of course, it would be great to have more top-notch women commentators, but they have to make the decision that they want to do this as well. And, you know, Erica has a very good radio show. I've been on her show a few times and am aware of one female commentator, and I'm not going to name her, but I have seen through social media that she is under attack by a number of men. I don't know the reason. She doesn't seem to fight back or anything, but I feel sympathetic nevertheless because she does a very fine job in the interviews that I've had with her.
Yeah, and I think I know who you're referring to, and she is an amazing woman, and it's sad that that kind of thing happens. But I think with regard to specifically, you know, what I've been through is, and having people that are in the entertainment industry that have kind of glommed onto this field that have made slanderous statements about me multiple times, and this has been more than one person, but to see that repeatedly is not only, well, it's illegal. I mean, but for whatever reason, people think that this is the Wild West and they can go out there and attack personally whoever they want to and get away with it. And that's where that whole sexism comes into play. It's because, you know, you've got this, well, she's a woman. She must have just slept her way to the top, or this different kind of behavior, things that are out there, and people that are mouthpieces for organizations are saying these things. And I think that really needs to be addressed because it's a poor reflection on the organization and the good people that work for the organization. And I think that the people that associate with people that are known bullies and abusers like that, I think the people out there that are listening, you need to look and pay attention and see how people behave on social media and see who they follow and how they treat other human beings. And then you need to look at the people that associate with them and say, aha, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't take this person seriously because they're friends or associates with people that abuse people.
Interesting. I've retired from radio, so I haven't been on for quite a while, and everyone knows I've backed off of social media after the election. Oh my gosh, I couldn't stand the infighting. It was, I don't have time for drama. So I completely move away from that. But, I kind of see it everywhere. It's, almost this new thing called social media where you can say anything you want and it's completely, there's no ramifications, So, there's a lot of problems, I think, with this field. It's, especially with the radio now that, the Wild West, I think I heard it mentioned, and I absolutely agree. But again, it depends on, just where you're spending your time. I'm not going to spend it on Facebook. Drama. I can't deal with it. But I think it's a mindset that comes from this whole social media thing where people could say anything. And one thing I have noticed is that I just don't want to get into the tick for tack type of thing. So, you just kind of keep your yard clean and not pay attention. Be so busy in your own yard, you don't know if the neighbor's grass is greener, is the best way I can put it. And that's basically where I'm going. I do see those problems. I do hear of radio shows that have said really mean things about even what people look like. And it's horrible at the depths that, people will go. For what? A rating? Attention? Why would they even do this? It's something I don't understand. So, I just don't know how to fix it. So,
I think the classic definition the psychologist would be projection. They're basically identifying aspects of the other individual that they're not comfortable with in themselves, and so that comes out as a form of attack. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that live very shallow lives that need to project their inadequacies onto other people in order for them to feel worthy. It all boils down to worthiness, I think, in a lot of ways.
Well, but, and I'm too busy. I don't want to get involved with that stuff. And, and then it makes me sound like I'm not going to care about the problem. I can guarantee you that anyone that's ever called me with the problem, I've spent time with them and have done my best. But I'm, as far as looking out here and seeing all this, again, I must just be in a decent peer group because I'm just not hearing a lot of this. And I don't know if that's a good thing or not. I'm going to say it is because, there's just no drama. And I work very closely with a lot of women and we just don't have this. And I don't know. I think we also have to be careful of, what we do project, how are we behaving? Because if we're not getting the reaction from the public and people we come across, strangers, if we're not getting the reaction from them we want, sometimes it's best to look at ourselves, right?
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
I think that this is an endemic problem in our society that really
totally agree, Kathleen. Totally agree.
And this needs to be dealt with. There is a mindset where bullying is okay. And you never used to see adult bullying, as far as I can remember. But now we have a society where people are less likely to interact with one another face to face. We no longer partake in the activities that we did before we were wired up to the kind of technology that we have. And it seems to be desocializing people in our society and creating this problem where people feel comfortable bullying one another, where people behave in a very immature way.
Let's cover that in more detail in the next segment. I want to say a few things. We've got Kathleen and Chase and Erica and Jean and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
A reminder again that if you want to hear the After the Paracast podcast, you must be a member of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. The Women's Roundtable with Erica, Chase, and Kathleen. And, of course, unfortunately, in the UFO field and online in general, people, I guess because of the anonymity of the Internet, can behave badly. It's all over the place. I mean, to some degree, it happens in forums, too. We sort of put the reins on it in the Paracast forums. We give people freedom, but we don't allow them to be excessive about what they do, and we put a stop to it. So I'm not surprised when I hear things like that.
Yeah, no, also the reverse is true. I mean, I've been chastised for some of the things that I've said, even though they were meant in jest. I've had women totally attack me. How dare you say something like that?
So what have you said, Chris, that did this? Let's start some trouble.
Well, I'm not going to go there. No, not at all. But shall we say it's the wife of a former publisher of a popular magagazine.
Okay.
I think we know who that is.
Like, you know, you must have dropped a stitch in your knitting or just some, you know, really stupid, you know, kind of ironic, you know, tongue-in-cheek, possibly a little bit out of place comment. And I'll tell you, man, did I get – I was like, oh, boy, I really got to rethink this social media thing. You know, it was totally taken seriously, and like I was being misogynist and being a – you know, and that's one – this particular incident actually is one of the things that prompted me to even consider – you know, approaching all of you about having this roundtable because, you know, I see that happen with women all the time. And when it happens to a guy, it's like comes out of the blue like, whoa. So, you know, turnabout's fair play. You know, that made me the lesson to be learned, obviously, from that is to be very, very careful. Choose your words wisely. Think twice before you type or hit enter. And of course, it hasn't worked. I've gotten even in way more trouble, not necessarily from women, but just in general since then. So I guess the lesson wasn't effectively learned for me. But
so, Chris, I admire the fact though that you're willing to kind of call out questionable behavior, and I think that's a good trait. I think that, you know, we need to do that. I think instead of just turning a blind eye to some of these issues that are happening, you know, like I said, and I've said this a million times on my radio show every week, we need to address them. And I can't tell you the emails that I get or the Facebook messages from people, women that have been through similar circumstances in the field and are, they just want somebody to share their experiences with, and they want to move forward in a positive direction, but they've reached out for help and have not necessarily gotten that. And so I hope that we can address problems and we can make better decisions about who we associate with and how they treat people, and we can have some strategies for dealing with all of this in a positive and productive way that instills a sense of empowerment to people that we're working with.
Right. Yeah, that's I couldn't have said it better myself. I think a lot of it has to do with the individual interaction between people. You know, obviously, you're not going to, you know, inspire everybody that you encounter. In fact, you may, you know, piss some people off or get them angry at you. I'm looking at it from my perspective, of course. I am very abrasive. I tend not to be as diplomatic in situations as I probably should be. So I tend to be more of a kind of a lightning rod for this sort of thing. So I may be in a position where I can't comment for, you know, the subculture at large because I, you know, I'm kind of my own little sort of animal running around amok. But I think in general, yeah, I think it's important. I've always said that we should select our inspiration, our sources, and the things that really educate us. I think we should be very, very selective in who we tend to be influenced by. I think that's the bottom line. And I think generally we always have to keep in mind, you know, we got to keep our eye on the goal here and keep toting the rock down the field. We're attempting to ascertain clarity, answers, the truth. These are very, very important underpinnings for everything that we do, and we always have to keep all this kind of front and center, even in dealing with interpersonal relationships with people that may not agree with us wholeheartedly. You know, it's important to always keep that we're all really on the same team, hopefully, you know, going after the same goals and pulling the oars in the same direction. I mean, that, you know, and oftentimes when I find myself in a place that feels like it's going into some sort of conflict or confrontation, I always bring that whole aspect to the forefront. Hey, we're on the same team. We want the same thing. We're attempting to do this in our own individual ways, but we have a unified collective goal in mind here. Let's, you know, not lose sight of that. And that tends to actually be a very effective way to as a steam valve for tension or to help sort of ratchet down the rhetoric and that sort of thing. So
it's a professional response. It's professional and mature. Basically, it's absolutely professional standards.
Well, when in doubt, always whip out, you know, the bottom line and the core of what motivates us to even be, you know, involved in this. There's a lot of closet people that are involved, but it's another thing to actually, you know, put your name out there, write articles, do radio, appear at conferences to dovetail your efforts with other investigators and researchers around the world. That's a big step from just being someone that's, you know, kind of really, really passionately interested in the subject, but doesn't have the balls or the cojones, again, using male terminology. It's funny how, you know, male terminology, there's very little female terminology that, well, there's
like
some.
It that way. You cannot use that. We like it that way.
You see them. Well, watching Chris dig a deep hole.
Yeah, it is kind of entertaining right now, actually.
Well, no, I use those analogies very specifically because it shows you the kind of gender slant that we have in our culture. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to take that next step from being a closet buff, someone who may have an infinite amount of knowledge, more than some experts even, and take that step and put yourself out in the public eye and open yourself up for God knows what kinds of responses that you have from out there, especially now with social media. I mean, I'm just horrified. It's some of the things that I see out there. It's like, whoa. And that person isn't even using an avatar. They're saying it, you know, with their real name. It's like,
and
wow.
Right? Horrible.
We got more to come. Two more segments with Chase, Kathleen, and Erica. And Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Chris, are there any questions there for our remaining two segments that might be relevant to anybody's research or anything like that?
We have quite a number of questions. Again, I don't think that they're really dealing with the nuts and bolts aspect of our you know, forum, but or a round table. But this one comes from Jimmy, who's been a longtime poster at forum.theparacast.com, where our listeners get a chance to post questions for our guests. He's been a poster here for almost 4 years. He doesn't come out of the woodwork very often, but this one brought him out. So here we go, ladies. What's your opinion on who is behind the abduction phenomenon, and what it is its purpose? And then it goes into an opinion that you might have on David Jacobs, etc. Many thanks. Who wants to tackle that, Kathleen, since you're kind of...
Yes, I would like very much to tackle that question.
Okay.
I don't think that you can state one who is behind this. There are many, many things going on here. It's much more complex than most people have ever imagined. We have everything going on from interdimensional beings who might be like the Celtic brownies, who are tricksters, who can take a variety of different forms. They're shapeshifters. They might be negative, all the way to what appear to be astronauts coming here from another solar system. And so it's a variety of things. There are some positive, There are some negative. Most experiencers who have taken part in a number of studies will state that it is both positive and negative. There are more who believe that it is positive than negative. On MUFON's recent study, there were 10% who felt that it was evil. So there is a small percentage who believe that they are dealing with an evil force, and they may be. This may be the same kind of thing that you read about in the Bible. The Bible calls it demons. Other people would call it negative parasitic entities from the astral realm, for example, which are different. And it appears that many of our visitors possess technology that allows them to travel interdimensionally. And this would be the reason that they're able to pass through solid surfaces to enter into experiencers' homes. So it's very complex, it's very complicated, and there are a variety of different things going on.
No one-size-fits-all answers.
That's right.
Chase, what do you think?
I actually agree 100% with Kathleen, and this is exactly what we're finding out, is that, the people that are coming forward, the experiencers, don't tell the exact same story. And there's many different experiences, and very grateful that you can go on the MUFON website and fill out a questionnaire from Denise and Kathleen, who have spent so much time working on this whole phenomena. And now that we're actually dealing in and getting statistics and gaining information from these surveys, we're going so much further. And I couldn't help but be proud when I heard Kathleen, using terminology that was absolutely forbidden in ufology 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And that's how much we've grown. And it's by no mistake from, just absolutely tenaciously getting in there and understanding what we're investigating.
And let me say that Alan Hynek and Jacques Vallée were aware of all of this. Dr. Berthold Schwartz made the statement that ufology tended to be nuts and bolts oriented, but unless ufology would look at the psychic phenomena, this high strangeness phenomena, we will never have the answers to our questions.
It's exactly. Kind of nice to see people like Jacques Vallée come back into the field now that, we've come full circle with some of his opinions and some of his conclusions.
He was ahead of his time.
Sure was.
Yeah, but he's going to be jumping right into the frying pan, the furnace, and the nuclear reactor when he speaks at this upcoming contact in the desert, which when I saw that, I thought that I had died and gone to hell. it blows my mind that particular podium is going to have Jacques Vallée on it after it's had some of the most outrageous and just over-the-top bad sci-fi presenters that anyone could imagine. And if you'd like, I will start rattling off names. I'd rather not. But it just kind of doesn't it make you wonder whether he has a new book coming out or not?
My impression that he is of the mindset, and I think that people that have worked around him as well, that there is something that needs to be really taken seriously now, especially more than ever. And I think that's where Kathleen and her work and the work of FREE and different organizations and researchers, we need to really embrace this. And we need to, instead of just sitting behind a computer and looking at a single case and then putting it away, we need to analyze the data. We need to do field research studies. We need to look at experiencers and all that they have been through. And we need to delve a little bit deeper and perhaps steer things off into a different direction and include what we would call the paranormal, because it in all likelihood is probably all one and the same or many different aspects that we need to take seriously. But we need to- Well, thank you.
Oh, man. I sound like I've been listening to myself for 30 years with that comment. I totally agree. And your comment about Kathleen using terminology and what-ifing about, possibly other dimensionals, which ties into valet. Whatever it is, whether it's the gin, Ellen Guiley is touting the possibility that maybe we're dealing with another culture's version of paranormal entities. I think it's totally wide open. And Chase, I think your comments are well taken as well. That we're it's a brave new world, and it seems like every so often the field goes through this sort of reevaluation of itself, and then new terminology, new approaches, new thinking, slowly, is like in a grudgingly sort of way, is kind of allowed to enter the lexicon. And man, if I have something to do with that, I will really be happy, because, man, I'll tell you, I've been pumping this one for ever since I got involved. Within 2 weeks of my first, investigation, I realized that aliens from another planet was just woefully inadequate.
Yes, exactly.
So, well, here's a question for you all. Where do you draw the line of credulity? Now, we have individuals saying that they've been on Mars as an officer for the government, U.S. government, or dark state or whatever, for 20 years. You have people claiming that they've discovered the God particle, the Ganesh particle, at Area 51. You have people that said that they were time travelers at 6 years old back to the Gettysburg Address. You have people that are stating that they were trained for their Martian excursion by Ed Dames and Barry Satoro or Barack Obama and some other time traveler were part of the class. Where do you draw the line of credulity, and where do you think the field should draw the line?
Let's pause before we have the answers. The pause that refreshes, or we take a refreshment while we pause. I don't know which one. Erica Lukes, Chase Klotsky, Kathleen Martin, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. We have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we had a long question from Chris. Who wants to step up with an answer?
Where do we draw our line of credulity?
Oh, wow, that's such a good question, and that's an important one. I think it's hard because we're researching things that nobody is, I mean, we're breaking ground. And so while we always need to verify and fact check and reach out and do the homework and have a good idea of where a person is coming from, their background, how can we validate their story? But then you do hear, you know, people that worked at SRI, you do hear what they did back in the 70s, 80s. I mean, there's so many things that we don't know. We just have to keep one foot on the ground, keep our mind open to things, and who knows where that will lead. But I think it's important when you've got people that have worked in this in specific areas like Kathleen and different people like you, Chris, who's done a lot of stuff with the cattle mutilations. I mean, we take all of your input and really define the picture and look at the data. And I think that's important.
I think that this field has had a long time problem with people who perpetrate hoaxes for attention or for monetary gain or for whatever it's for, and nobody makes a lot of money doing it. But I suppose they enjoy the attention. I would like to see a return to the times when people were asked to take lie detector tests. I would like to see people who are trained in FBI lie detector test body language evaluation of a person's statements to determine whether or not they're using truthful body language, voice stress analysis tests on these voices to find out if they really are telling the truth or not. Some of these stories sound so very preposterous that it's hard to know, but you can't come out against someone unless you have evidence that their statement is false. So you have to just have a very large gray basket and wait for someone who has the funding to step forward to do these types of tests.
Ooh, I like that. And take it one step further. It'd be nice to have some sort of august body of respected individuals that maybe would pass, you know, some sort of process to certify to at least the best of our abilities, the authenticity of particular claims. I think the UFO Hall of Shame was a very rough, kind of gross, unstandardized, undifferentiated way to do that. But I really do think that we need a way to, you know, it's so many people interested in this field for the first time, kids especially, they go onto the internet and they hear all these outlandish claims. They see all these hoaxed videos. And because they don't really know anything about what they're interested in here with this subject matter, they buy into anything that conforms to some sort of weird aspect of their belief system. And people tend to look for a validation of what they feel, you know, is going on. But wouldn't it be nice if we had a way to certify particular individuals after a vetting process, like Colonel X with Anthony Sanchez and the Dulce Base new informant, or Corey Good or Dan Burrish, these types of people. Show us your separation agreement with the government, your DD-214. Show us some sort of anything that supports this totally sci-fi scenario that you're presenting the public with a straight face. I think we really need some sort of, it's not certification, but some sort of impartial jury that's going to say, pay attention to this guy. He may be on to something, or we should believe this guy, versus this particular person is coming across like a, you know, like a total crock, and don't, you know, don't buy into it. I mean, is there a way to ever do that, do you think?
I think that's going to be a tough one, but I think what we can do that will be really effective, and I've been trying to do this on every radio show or whenever I'm speaking, is point people towards good research, which is Project Heshtalen for 30 years. I mean, you've got 30 years of data where there have been scientists from all over the world. They're collecting data. They've found four different types of light phenomena that they feel behaves intelligently. This is what we need to do. We've also see Erling Strand and his team of researchers. Every year they teach science camp to all the university students. And so they're instilling a sense of importance of the scientific method. And they're also letting people know, kids, that this is where we need to focus our research. And I think that's what we need to do in America. I think that's what we need to do as individual researchers and organizations, and just point people in the right direction.
Who wants to speak next?
Well, I want to weigh in and just say, and at the same time, we have a black world and black projects that we know the government is not telling us about, and funding at a great rate. This is evident every time you drive up to Area 51, and as of, you know, what, a year and a half ago, they would say there is no base, and you're standing right in front of it. So I think there are many things going on that we're not told about. But I agree. Some of these bold statements that get a lot of attention just need more scrutiny. It's why I insist that, you know, investigators, our goal should be admissibility and meeting a burden of proof before we throw cases out there like this. And we just have to keep being examples and keep pushing the narrative on what's acceptable and what's not.
Accentuate the positive.
Yeah, it seems to be the theme I've had through this whole show. To be honest with you, I thought we were going to talk about accomplishments of women in ufology. I had no idea it was more of this. I literally, you know, was coming here with wonderful things to say about women in ufology, like Marina Popovich. You know, just think about this woman who holds aviation records and outed the KGB and talks about UFO phenomena and is a cosmonaut. Just some of the big, momentous achievements of women in ufology. So can we do that next time, guys?
Yeah, honestly, part two. Absolutely.
Every note I have is, you know, fault me for it, please. I have no problem with that. I really try to live my life with a very positive attitude and looking for, you know, the good stuff in others. You know, I'm kind of known as the cheerleader out here. And we all know my favorite color is glitter. You know, and I'm not trying to make light. It's just I love what I do. I don't want to be unhappy in my work.
I think we all feel that same way. I know I'm an incredibly positive person, but I also think that it's important that we've had the opportunity for the past 2 hours to have this dialogue and to talk about things. And I think that that's more of a service for younger people, and we can hopefully come on the show again and talk about Ann Druffel or talk about Jenny Randles or some of the early people, you know?
The absolute pillars, not pioneers, pillars of the field. Ann Druffel is one of the most respected people in the field in my eyes and a true inspiration. And one of the high points of my ufological career was when I got a chance to finally meet her. And she was passing around the original Polaroids of the Heflin shots, including the last one, which very few people remember.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I tell you, that was a high point in my ufological life. So there.
So there. By the way, Ann Druffel was on the PowerCast a little over 10 years ago. So check our archives, and you'll see the episode. Erica, where can we find more of the stuff you do?
UFOclassified.com, and my show's every Friday night at 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time on KCOR.
Chase, where can we find more of your stuff?
At ChaseKlitzky.com, and also TheFieldReports, all one word, .com, where you can check out a lot of the latest updates on what we've been doing.
Kathleen, where can we find your stuff?
At Kathleen-Marden, MARDEN.com.
And you can find more of our stuff on Twitter. Look for the PowerCast on Twitter. Look for our two PowerCast fan clubs on Facebook. And check out the PowerCast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. We have a second radio show after the PowerCast. That's part of the package. If you subscribe, you get the commercial-free version of this show for a low price beginning at $1.49 a week plus that. ThePowerCast.com. Erica Lukes, Kathleen Martin, Chase Kletsky, thank you all for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. It was 100% my pleasure to be with you again.
Thank you. It was a great pleasure to be with you again.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.